Get enough. I've been running on faith. And it ain't working. Because it's human faith. And what am I thinking? And when am I going to get the lesson? Nobody is here on earth for my healing. But me. Nobody is here on earth to believe in me. But me. Nobody can give me representation of happiness, of health, of knowing, of self-worth, of contribution, except me. Nobody can know my story. Except me. Nobody can know my story. Because it changes. Depending on what perspective you're looking at me through. All the way. I have not practiced clarity. All the way. I will sell myself short. Because it's easier than standing up and proclaiming my worth. All the way. I won't own my own authority. In spite of what others agree to. All the way. I diffuse all my energies by wanting to please everyone. Instead of believing I can be in the reality where others share my perspective. Oh, I can't do that. That would ruin my story. That I'm a victim. That I'm misunderstood. That I'm misjudged.
I can't allow
that I am the most important person
in my life.
Because I might be abandoned. I might not survive.
All the way.
I'm so accustomed to
selling out.
With one argument.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could own my own authority.
Well, I can't do that.
I don't even know what I want.
Ask me what I want.
I'm not really sure.
Ask me why I'm me.
I may not be able to answer. Coherently.
I'll make excuses.
I'll hesitate.
I'll forget what the question was.
I can't own my authority.
Because
I've never been given permission.
Until now.
I give myself permission. To align with my truth. I'm not dinking around.
I'm not playing.
I'm serious.
I'm serious about what I offer.
I'm serious about what I want.
I'm serious about who I am.
You don't have to like it. You don't have to understand it.
You have not lived my life.
Studied what I have studied. Healed what I have healed. You do not contribute what I contribute.
You have not lived in my body.
My mind.
My heart.
My consciousness.
My consciousness.
You do not need to agree with me.
I agree with me.
I choose to show up for me.
And I forgive you for reflecting to me.
All the time. I betrayed myself.
I didn't believe in me.
I didn't even know my own story.
Except for as a victim.
I forgive you for pointing out
my worst fears.
My oldest habits.
I forgive you for having to get in my face.
Even through email.
To uncover
those residual doubts.
Enough.
I know my worth today. I know my journey today.
And I'd like to agree.
That I'm through apologizing.
This is it.
This is it.
I worked long and hard.
And I'm not done yet.
But right now,
this is it.
This is as good as it gets.
And if you can't see the goodness,
well, we don't agree.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I didn't need you
to point out
all my doubts,
all my fears,
all my habitual patterns
of thought
that isn't even mine.
This is, does not reflect me.
This reflects
my parents.
My culture,
mass consciousness,
chaos,
illogical nonsense.
This is not me.
And I'd like to thank you.
Well, not really.
But I'd like to be open to the possibility.
To vibrationally thanking you.
For the opportunity.
To show up powerfully.
In my own authority.
My own authority is.
This is my version of me.
It really took this long.
It really was this hard.
I really changed my mind this many times.
And in this moment,
I do know what I want.
I do know what I believe.
And I'm not going to give in to you.
And I'm not going to make you my authority.
I'm going to own my tree.
Because I'm asking, please God.
Let me get it this time.
So I don't have to do it again.
I'm asking, please, my Creator.
Help me know
my truth.
So I don't keep getting questions on it.
Please, my Creator.
Come into my heart.
Into my mind.
And let me believe.
And let me know
my own knowing
of truth.
It's not everybody's truth.
It's not supposed to be everybody's truth.
It is my truth.
I want to align with my truth.
So powerfully.
So strongly.
That there is no question
from anyone.
Take a breath.